struggling to get off the ground. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Airlines canceling hundreds of flights and experiencing even more delays this weekend. Fox's Jonathan Sary is at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg did an interview with the Associated Press this weekend and says he wants to have the airlines conduct a stress test of their summer flight schedules. He wants to ensure that airlines can operate all their planned flights with existing staff, and he also wants them to hire additional customer service workers. Buttigieg says the Transportation Department could impose fines on airlines that fall short of consumer protection standards. But he says he first wants to see how well they do over the summer, especially the 4th of July weekend.
Airlines blame severe weather and COVID-19 staff shortages. The Biden administration continues to blame a number of factors for spiraling inflation and high gas prices. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says President Biden's been reviewing a possible lifting of tariffs on China as a way to tackle inflation.
He inherited a set of tariffs from the Trump administration, many of which were put on is retaliation for China's failure to respond to abuses that were uncovered in a 301 investigation.
Yellen on ABC's This Week. The January 6th committee hearings resume this week. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin, a panel member, was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if former VP Pence was a hero for not giving in to the alleged pressure to challenge the election results.
Somebody who does their job and sticks to the law will stand out as a hero on that day.
Former President Trump, at an event in Mississippi yesterday, once again claimed he won the election. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Four inmates at a federal correctional complex in Virginia are on the loose.
Security at that camp in Hopewell, Virginia, which is about 20 miles south of Richmond, is not as tight as it would have been at a larger medium or maximum security prison facility. Inmates Corey Branch, Tavares Graham, Lamonte Rashawn Willis, and Kareem Allen Shaw were discovered missing just before 2 a.m. on Saturday. The inmates are serving lengthy sentences for drug and firearms-related offenses. Officials have not said how the inmates were able to slip away from the minimum security camp.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. A juror anonymously speaks out about the trial between actor Johnny Depp and ex-wife Amber Heard.
The wildly publicized defamation trial, which aired out extremely personal and at times disturbing details about the couple's marriage. The juror, who is not giving his name or juror number, spoke with Good Morning America, saying he didn't feel Amber Heard came across as believable during the trial, saying, quote, the crying, the facial expressions that she had, the staring at the jury. All of us were very uncomfortable. She would answer one question and she would be crying, and 2 seconds later, she would turn ice cold.
Fox's Laura Ingle. Heard was found guilty of defaming Depp. Many state, local, and federal offices will be closed Monday in observance of the Juneteenth holiday.
Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. General Order No. 3 was announced by Union Army General Gordon Granger on June 19, 1865, marking freedom for enslaved people in Texas. But that came over 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which could not be enforced in areas under Confederate control. General Order 3 came about 2 months after Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to the Union Army in Virginia the consensus end of the Civil War. Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.